From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Monday, December 23rd, and here are today's headlines. The psychiatry unit at Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin will close at the end of January. It's part of a series of cuts recently announced by UVM Health Network to save money. The change is impacting a service that is already limited, says Ann Donahue. She's a state representative from Northfield and a member of the hospital's Psychiatric Inpatient Advisory Committee.
People who are admitted to inpatient care are not just, you know, feeling depressed. They are at high risk of suicide, at high risk of self-harm. I mean, we are a state with a very high suicide rate currently. When you reduce access to the highest level of care, you're expanding that risk.
Patients waiting for mental health care have taken up as many as half of the emergency department beds in Vermont in recent months. That's according to the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. State Attorney General Charity Clark announced on Friday her office will not prosecute two Vermont State Police troopers who shot and injured a man in Burke this summer. In July, Sergeant Joshua Mikula and Trooper Richard Berlandi shot Brendan Sackle, who suffered a non-fatal gunshot wound to the chest. According to Vermont State Police, Sackle fired a, quote, automatic weapon at the troopers first. The AG's review of the incident determined the officers believed they were in imminent danger of being killed and that their use of force was justified. The shooting came after Sackle led multiple law enforcement agencies on a vehicle pursuit through northern New Hampshire and Vermont. Sackle was wanted in Rhode Island on charges relating to possessing high-capacity firearms magazines. He faces more than a dozen charges related to the shooting, including attempted aggravated murder. Vermont language interpreters are informing immigrant communities about the rights they have with law enforcement. It's part of an effort to prepare for President-elect Trump's vows to carry out mass deportations of people who are in the country illegally. Marilyn Sam immigrated here from Colombia and works with the Vermont Language Justice Project. They recently made a Spanish-language video called Know Your Rights with ICE, which has legal information from the ACLU.
When I showed the video to different people in my community, the same question rise up. And it was, how valid is this information and how much can apply this information to us?
Sam says they'll keep repeating the information and work on building relationships so people know it's trustworthy. And an Upper Valley skiing area is, for the first time, offering free skiing and snowboarding this season. Storrs Hill Ski Area received a grant from the Jack and Dorothy Byrne Foundation to help cover lift ticket prices. That's according to a press release from the Lebanon Outing Club, which runs the ski area. The amount of the grant was not disclosed, but the club told the Valley News it's enough to cover operating expenses. Visitors will only have to pay for optional lessons and special registration fees for other activities other than skiing and snowboarding. The club also hopes to use the grant to create a community sponsorship campaign so they can continue to sponsor free skiing in the years to come. And coming up, there's a farm in the Northeast Kingdom that offers horse-drawn sleigh rides to visitors. Vermont Public's Jen Jarecki and Nathaniel Wilson recently went along for a ride and learned that the business is a labor of love for its owner. We'll hear more after this.
The Frequency is sponsored by the Autosaver Group's year-end sales event going on now at all 15 dealerships in Vermont and western New Hampshire. Savings on their entire lineup, from trucks, SUVs, and EVs to fuel-efficient cars and family-friendly models. Inventory from all stores at autosavergroup.com. And Gills Point S Tire and Auto Service, offering tire and brake service, oil changes, and state inspections. Online at gillspointstire.com.
There are many ways to get outside and enjoy the winter, whether you are stepping into some skis, casting a line from an ice shanty, or taking a horse-drawn sleigh ride. Vermont Public's Jen Jarecki and Nathaniel Wilson recently visited a farm in the Northeast Kingdom to see what this centuries-old tradition is all about. There they met Jeff Simpson and his right-hand volunteer of 8 years, Josh Weber. Simpson, who hails from Sutton, has operated Kingdom's horse-drawn wagon and sleigh rides for decades. Here's Jen.
Hey, Jeff. Jen, so nice to finally meet you.
Who's this, Jeff?
This is Junior.
Hey, Junior.
Junior's like, both the horses are like 11, this pair.
Is that kind of like middle-aged or teenaged?
Well, it's the perfect age. You could call him middle-aged. It's not old. He's not old.
How many horses do you usually have for a ride?
Well, I usually just use one pair per day.
Okay.
I don't need two teams, but it's a bad habit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. How many horses do you have?
I have 4 Belgians.
Okay.
And the other team, I could have hooked them up, but they take a few more patients. And I've had them just a year.
How long does it take you to harness them up for the ride?
You should have timed me.
When we got here, was it when we arrived? How long have you been doing this, Jeff?
Well, my dad started. We bought my first team in 69 with ponies. Because I grew up on a farm, just down a little town of Sutton. So we did the Chagrin. We did the county fair, the field days. Of course, everybody had a field day then, if you remember them, you know. And then my dad died at a young age. It was 1986. So I was kind of, you know, mid-20s. So I went to work for the Wildflower Inn, and I was able to take my horses, and I worked there, and then we give rides, you know, tried to build it. You know, it was a new thing. Lindenville is, you know, back in the 80s, just a small place. It's still a small place, but so the picture on the wall, that was 1987. Lee Greenwood came to town for a concert at Linden State College. So I called and we invited them all up, and it was a snowy day, late December, slippery snow, but beautiful. I mean, you can see in them old pictures. And so it was stuff like that. He came and they loved it, and you know, and then he told about it at the concert, you know. He didn't get up and ask me to sing, though.
Would you have?
Well, heck yeah. I love that God Bless America or God Bless USA or whatever it is.
You know, do you work on Christmas Day?
I'll do anything for the public. Tomorrow I hook up for 2 people. No, I don't get a private ride price. They wanted to go. And, you know, so many times I hear the word, lived here all my life and never been on a sleigh ride. You know what I mean?
Do you hear that every year?
Oh, multiple times. Multiple times. You want to go now? You might have a little jerk at first, but... Ooh. Well, I didn't loosen them up. Cliff.
How are they doing this morning?
Oh, they feel good. Well, you can tell Jack is a little feisty. I love him, though. He's a good boy.
And we've got Jack on the left and Junior on the right?
That's right. Yep.
How long is the overall trail, mileage-wise?
You know what? I've never clocked it, honestly. You know, we come out, we might stop and visit. Everybody wants to do. We've had 3 couples or 4 couples get engaged out here.
Did you know that was going to happen?
So Josh was with me. Josh was in on the gig. And Josh says, we get down to where we stop down here. And he says, we've been seeing an eagle's nest down here. So she got off where we stopped, and she's walking back towards the corner, and she's looking up in the trees, and all of a sudden she turns around, and there he was on his knee.
This is the spot?
This is the spot. Ooh. Ooh.
He's down on his knee. Yeah. She's staring out while I'm walking back this way. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I can take a picture. Finally, she turns around, and it's just like tears, you know? And
it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Wait.
So did they just decide they were going to go without you telling them?
Yeah, they haven't been out. So once you make the trip a few times, they automatically know they're going to stop and stand and wait. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like anything, it's habit. It's a peaceful place to be. The families come and they might get off and The kids might do snow angels or, you know, pictures or, everybody's different. Yeah.
This is a gorgeous spot.
Yeah, it really is, and you don't hear any traffic. So yeah, I mean, it's not about the money. I mean, it takes money to feed them. I mean, obviously, but I don't do it thinking I'm going to make $1 million. And I like the company, and that's the other thing when you're out here. People are here because they want to be, and everybody's happy, usually. If you're not happy, then, well. But usually everybody's happy, and it's, you know, that, well, it does make you feel special. You know, like last Saturday with them kids, you know, the mother says, oh, you're so awesome, and, well, do you hear that every day at your job? Somebody come up to you and say, Jen, you're awesome. You're doing a great job. You know what I'm saying?
That was Jeff Simpson of Kingdom's Horse-Drawn Wagon and Sleigh Rides in Brownington, speaking with Vermont Public's Jen Jarecki. They operate year-round and run the sleigh whenever there's enough snow on the ground. This story was produced by Vermont Public's Jen Jarecki and Nathaniel Wilson. And thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Lexi Krupp, Leah Melder-Connors, Elodie Reed, and Adia Golston. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you tomorrow.
Every episode of Brave Little State begins with a question about Vermont that's been submitted and voted on by listeners like you. What happened to all the restaurant workers? What's the deal with Vermont's fire towers? Why do people like the band Phish? Follow Brave Little State wherever you get podcasts. From Vermont Public, part of the NPR network.